So, hey Frank, how are you?
Oh, great, Michelle, and yourself.
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for being on this morning. We had Frank and I had a private coaching session last week, and I was just so impressed by what he's doing and how he has done so well with video that I asked him if he would come on and share his story with you guys. And so hopefully everybody will benefit from hearing how you've been able to, take some of these classes. And I think you've been with us for a certain number of years. How long have you been coming to the webinars and stuff?
I'm going to say almost from the beginning of time.
Oh wow. Okay. That's cool. The beginning of time. Well, let's
That's
see.
right.
I think we've had our website since 2009 or 2010, so 8 or 9 years. Cool.
Yeah, we've gone through several updates of Camtasia and other products through the time.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the questions here then. Frank, tell me a little bit about what you do and how long you've been doing this kind of work.
Okay. I am the president and owner of Tri-State Consultants and StudyTheCode.com. I provide a very specialized training. I provide construction and code training throughout the construction industry. And with regards to concentration on online business and videos, I've been at it for about 15 years. Overall, I've got about 44 years in the construction and code industry. So, but probably the last 15 years is where I've concentrated on online business.
We've been building some houses lately, so you're the ones that like you teach the inspectors
That's correct.
so how to pass or fail when I call for an inspection. I didn't know
That's
if we
right. It's all my fault. It's all my
yeah, that we've had to fail like three or four inspections now. I got it. I got it. Well, first of all, you told me you did a lot of traveling. So you would go
Yes.
all over the country, right? And
That's
deliver
correct.
live classes.
That's correct.
Okay, so at what point did you decide, hey, I'm tired of all this traveling and I want to create online videos instead?
Well, one is traveling all over the United States, especially for me now at 63 years of age, it's not near as much fun to travel on business as it used to be. But I would say, about 15 years ago, I said, well, I need to increase my volume. I need to get in touch with more people. And so I had two goals in mind when I started getting into the video work. One was to reach more people throughout the United States. And with my product or construction and code training being so specialized, it didn't attract the general public in general, like so many products do. So, in the past, most of my exposure had been through live training. And of course, I got into email list and sending out newsletters and started, increasing my clientele, but I had to have product for them. So that's the reason I came up in a way to where I could reach more people. And surprisingly, more today than say 15 years ago, more and more people want online training. I mean,
Right.
live training is always the best, but online training is the second best. And I guess in today's society, we just don't have time to take off.
Well, sometimes, in some cases, online training can be better in that you can review it a lot of
True.
times, And now, granted, you don't always get to interact with the instructor unless they have, say, an open Q&A session built in somehow. But the reason I like online training is because I tend to forget what I learned in a live classroom unless I put it into practice right away. So at least I get to review the segments
That's right.
that I missed.
And it does come in handy. The products that I sell online, the main is the videos. Plus, I have online study exams, like you mentioned earlier. People getting certified, say as an inspector, or a building official, or a plans examiner in the construction industry. I also have online study exams, but both products I offer it to them for 111 days. 111 days, you'll remember 111, but you won't remember 90 days. So it kind of sticks in your mind, and so people can go back and review it, and I work on it that way. Also, when I was looking at getting in video work, I wanted my second goal. I'm a one-man operation, and so when I'm teaching live seminars, that's when I'm making money. And I said, I need to expand upon this. So my second goal is I want to be able to make money while I was asleep. That's always been my goal. So with online products, you're selling 24/7. And so it's really nice to wake up in the morning and you get online and someone has bought your product through the night while you were asleep.
Always very nice. So you're using PowerPoint, Camtasia, or what, or both for your course?
Actually, I use Camtasia, PowerPoint, and Audacity in my videos. Most of my videos in the past have been put together first in PowerPoint due to the fact that I already had PowerPoint presentations set up to give live presentations. So it made it very easy for me to convert them over into to Camtasia. I've tried it both ways. I've tried converting the PowerPoint slides into PNGs and importing them into Camtasia. I've tried converting PowerPoint into MP4 and then putting it over in Camtasia. Through the years, I've tried pretty much most all the different ways, but I still stuck with mainly taking PowerPoint and converted it into MP4 and then put it into Camtasia. Also using Audacity as my main go-to on audio and putting it over into Camtasia. Of course, through the years, I've been through several versions of each product, but within the last year, I've converted everything over to Apple, and I'm using Apple products exclusively with no problems. It's been the best decision I ever made. Now, I know you and Lon still teach strictly on a Windows basis, but it's really not any difference. I mean, I pick up the, yeah, there are a couple of bells and whistles that are maybe in Windows, it's not in Apple, but nothing that hasn't stopped me. But that was a really major change in my life when I went changed.
So you use the PowerPoint for Mac,
Yes.
and you use the Camtasia for Mac, and
That's correct.
you're saying it's pretty close,
Oh,
just.
yeah. I haven't had any pro I had no problems converting over. I could have still got a Windows platform on Apple, but I said, hey, let me give this a try without going to that platform. There's only been one program that I used to use WordPerfect as my main word processing software. That's the only product I don't use anymore. Everything else I'm still able to use on Apple.
WordPerfect. I remember that from a really long, long
Oh,
time
yeah.
ago.
Yes.
So tell me, Frank, what do you like and what do you dislike about doing your video work?
Far as what do I enjoy most or what do I like, I would say the best part of it is when I convert everything over into Camtasia, because then I take my video, I take my audio, and I start putting on my bells and whistles into the video, and all of a sudden something comes alive. Your video becomes alive. So it's like, building anything, you take parts and pieces and you put them together. And once you get them into Camtasia and you start putting the final bells and whistles, and all of a sudden you've got a live video. And I mean, literally, it has come alive. And so to be able to see that come together is probably what I enjoy the most.
The birthing process.
Oh, yeah, the birthing process. That's right. Up until that point, it's just a lot of parts and pieces, and you say, is this really going to work? And I would say my biggest problem, I would say I've always been the world's best procrastinator. Just putting things off. The initial storyboarding, slide placement, idea creation is probably one of the toughest times I've had in the beginning. Of course, it's gotten better. I learned a long time ago through several gurus in the industry, including you and Lon, that it doesn't have to be perfect. And that was probably one of my biggest obstacles of everything had to be just right. One of my hobbies is photography. And I'm my worst critic. I probably never could be a professional photographer because I'm so hard on myself. But if everything had to be just perfect to get it off the ground, I probably never would have made it. But as time goes on, the non-perfect video becomes pretty close to being perfect. The more you use it, the more of the practice, you get the products down, and you learn by just using the products and through the school of hard knocks, because you're going to stumble, but you just pick yourself up and keep going.
And when even when you put out something that's not that you may not feel is perfect, your audience doesn't know what you actually had in mind. So as long as the audio is clear and they're able to learn from it and they feel like they got a lot of value out of purchasing it, then that's the most important thing,
I
I
totally
think.
agree. I agree.
I hadn't told you I was going to ask this question, but you were talking to me about a hosting platform that you use, and I forgot the name of it. I just thought people might be interested in it for those who want to get who have courses that require some kind of certification or proof that the person took the course.
The program that I use is called Atrixware.
That's right.
That's AtrixWare.com. They're located in New Jersey. I've been a customer of theirs since probably mid 2000. And yes, the people that I most of my customers are people that are either have certifications or wanting certifications, but if they do have certifications, they have to get continuing education, which I am an authorized provider for continuing education. So I had to have a product that I could be able to give CEUs plus have proof that they spent the proper time by using the product. So many software companies have it to where, say, like on the videos, a person can just go click, 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 and go right through the videos and not even watch them. But with this one, it is time to where they have to watch the complete video the first time. Of course, I have several videos in a course. And they physically have to watch them, each one of them in order. And then once they do it, then they're able to get their CEUs. Now, after that, they can go back and watch them in each order, any order they want to, just like you mentioned earlier about wanting to go back and review something. Same thing with my online study exams. I'm able to give CEUs on it. But I've been a customer of theirs for a long time. It can get really expensive, but it's just the nature of beast in my business due to the fact that this particular software that I use, nobody else in my industry comes close to being able to provide what I can provide. They try to do other methods, but they're not able to accomplish what I do.
Do you have a lot of competition in your space on the online video?
Not really. I've got probably two, maybe three other companies that I know of, but they don't go to the extreme that I do. Whether it's online videos or online study exams, they are still doing a lot, and I still do a lot of live seminars, but I'm trying to cut back. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm still ahead of them in the game when it comes to online business.
How many courses do you have right now?
Ooh. You know, I probably have, I would say right at 30 courses.
30 courses. Wow.
But these have not all come overnight. I mean, it takes time.
You've been doing it. Yeah. You've been doing it for quite a number of years. Yeah. So have you finished? Are you done with the courses?
I'll never finish.
Oh, you?
I mean, I'll always be doing more courses. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this year I'm trying to go to a next level of video production. In the past, I've made just enough videos to keep people interested and use my products, mm-hmm. but I wasn't producing enough videos to cover every trade in the industry. I was mainly concentrating in one or two areas. And just like this morning, I received an email, a person wanting a particular video on plumbing. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have it. I purposely have stayed as a one-man operation. My company was larger at one time, where I did have a couple of other employees, mainly clerical positions. But I found that I was better off being a one-man operation, maybe not having quite as big a volume, but it was not as much stress, I guess you would say. But at this time, me being 63 years young, mm-hmm. I'm kind of ready to start slowing down with regards to live training and consulting. And as I mentioned earlier, traveling for business is not as much fun as it used to be.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm at the point to where I want to, if I travel, it's going to be for fun. Mm-hmm. And so I want more online business to be my major source of income. As I mentioned, it doesn't happen overnight. I've been working on this for quite a few years.
How do people find your courses?
A lot of it's by word of mouth. I have through my life. In fact, my best advertisement is word of mouth.
Oh, okay.
But fortunately, I've got a good Google ranking. Through my search engine optimization through the years. Through live training, I do some Facebook advertising from time to time, but fortunately my email list, and it's, you know, I don't have that big of an email list. You know, people talk about tens of thousands of people or, mm-hmm. you know, but my industry, my market is so specialized.
Right.
You know, there's not that many people that are in that business or in the construction of inspections. Now, you know, everybody is a builder, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And, for the ones that are needing it, my main clientele are the municipalities of dealing with inspections and permitting and building official and plan reviewers. Also architects and engineers that are wanting to stay on top of the codes because they're the ones who design the buildings. And then also when you have contractors and buildings that are true professionals that want to stay on top of the code, use my products too.
Oh, okay. I see. So could you expand by doing, say, codes for Florida, codes for Georgia, you know, or are they all the same?
No, they're not. Florida, I'll take it for an example. They have their own code, which they have taken the international code, which is the industry standard, and they've improvised it or have changed it for their locale. But overall, the industry people that are getting certifications, it's all through the International Code Council, and it strictly sticks for those with those codes, and that's what I mainly produce. And if I am, of course, I'm starting to do quite a few more webinars. I give you an example. The people that are mainly the people when you walk into a permit office, first people you see are generally what we call permit technicians. There's a nationwide organization that has members all over the United States. Well, it's virtually impossible to get everybody together to produce all over the United States or to meet. And so we have webinars multi times a year. And this last one I put on, I had people from New Jersey to Florida to Montana and Washington State that attended. And so it's as much as public relations as it's word of mouth, because I'm physically going to Washington State this fall to put on a live seminar up there. So I have found that's the best, word of mouth is the best.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I just want to let other people know, because a lot of people have videos and they're just not sure how to get people to buy them. So.
Well, YouTube, I put a lot of mine on YouTube. I have not put that many on lately, but I always put at the end of my description, plus in the video, I always put my main webpage, studythecode.com, for further information. Go to that website.
Okay, so you'll do little few minute tips,
clips,
kind of
right.
videos, and so that brings some traffic to your website as
That's
well.
Great. My videos have even been used. Ironically, I do some expert witness work, but I have had people to get, I would guess you would say, a very restrictive copyright access to them to use them in a court of law.
Oh, okay.
I had a contractor that was in litigation, and I had a particular item that I had talked about on YouTube, a 2 or 3 minute video. The attorney and the contractor got with me, and I gave them, they purchased a exclusive rights, well, not exclusive, but rights just to show that in court. And they won their case because of the video. So that was good.
Oh, yeah. So, awesome.
Another way to make money.
Yeah, that's something. I'm not sure if Lon and I could make extra money that way, but I think a lot of our listeners could probably think up some cool ideas.
Sure.
So here's my last question to you. Do you have any advice to give to people who want to do what you are doing? Basically, they've spent their whole life, they're an expert at something, or at least they know more than most of the people out there on something, and now they're ready to slow down. Maybe they want to retire. They want to turn their knowledge into some video courses. What do you think? What would you tell them?
Let me backtrack for just a minute, and this does tie in with the advice, but this is some of my plans for this year. And I've been doing, actually I've already been doing this, is I'm wanting to work harder on some of my bucket list items, but I still go back with the philosophy of, selling 24/7, but I've done this especially for the past couple of years, and it's gotten bigger and bigger as to where, for instance, in March, I'm going to be going to Arizona for a few days. Me being a Texan, or transplant Texan, let me put it that way. I was born and raised in Louisiana, but I'm out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm a Texas Rangers fan. So this year, we're going to spring training for a few days out in Arizona. But as long as I've got access to internet at least 2 or 3 times a day for me to check emails, or if I have some downtime, I can get on my laptop and work on some of my products, then the rest of the time I enjoy what I'm doing when I want to do it. So, as long as I've got internet access several times a day. I can go anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world, and still be active in my business. But the far as my best advice is, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Get with a guru in the industry that you feel comfortable with, such as, you know, I've been a customer of yours and Lon's, like I say, I think from the beginning of time, and have learned so much from y'all.
Oh, great.
But I also work with other folks to get a little different perspective, but I always keep coming back to y'all. So even though I'm totally Apple now, I still follow y'all with no problem. And I'm not on, you know, my attention's good to try to be on as many calls as I can, but I'm probably not on as many calls or webinars as y'all produce, but I probably still purchase the products. And my whole goal is, at this point in the game, if I learn one item from y'all, it's been worth the money, no matter what the cost was.
Oh, well, hopefully it transfers into like a return on investment.
That's right. You know? It does. It does.
Yeah.
But I guess my best piece of advice is just do it. As I mentioned earlier, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's like the old saying of kissing a frog. You don't want to have to stare at it very long. Just do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the best advice, is you just got to get in there with both feet and both hands and just do it. Because I've done more thinking throughout my career than anybody. And it still goes back. You just got to get in and play with it.
Yeah. And produce, just start small, and just keep working on it. And maybe you have a phase one where the videos are just, you know, okay. And then
that's
you come
right.
back, and maybe you redo them a little, redo parts of them. And now it's phase two and they're a lot better. So yeah, cause you're not going to learn anything by just watching everybody
that's right.
else.
That's exactly right.
You're definitely going to do it. Well, wow. Thank you so much, Frank. I knew when I talked to you last week, that all of our listeners would feel excited listening to how well you've done, and the fact that you're older, you know, and you see this as a passive income for retirement, and there's really no reason why you ever have to stop.
Yeah.
You know, you could be 75 years old and still putting out videos.
I'll never retire. I've got to be doing something. And you know, fortunately, through the years, I was not a computer geek, but I go all the way back to the Radio Shack Model 3 days. Mm-hmm. So I've been exposed to computers, you know, for quite some time. But it's the fact of being able to learn. You know, I've seen people come and go. I've seen a lot of people that have gone way further in the industry that have been customers of you, and I've learned something from them just watching some of the things they do. So, it doesn't have to be perfect, as I say. And it's been an honor on my part just to be able to talk, on this, session today, to visit with you. And it's been an honor of working
Aww.
And learning from you and Lon.
That is so nice. Thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate it. And good luck to you with all your future work and earnings and videos. Take care.
Take care. Thank you, Michelle.